You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 5th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. How the living wage for all act tackles historic wealth gaps. Advocacy groups and lawmakers recently launched a major legislative campaign. They introduced the Living Wage for All Act in April 2026. This landmark bill proposes a $25 an hour federal minimum wage. Representatives Delia Ramirez and Ana Lilia Mejia lead this effort alongside a coalition of over 100 organizations. The proposed legislation represents a massive shift in American economic policy. Supporters view this initiative as a critical racial justice measure. They note that stagnant pay has historically hit Black and brown families the hardest. The federal minimum wage currently sits at $7.25 per hour. It has remained entirely frozen since 2009. The current wage has lost 21% of its purchasing power over the past 17 years. Many working-class citizens find survival increasingly difficult in the modern economy. The Living Wage for All Act aims to create an economic floor that actually covers basic human needs. This baseline would finally reflect modern living costs. The concept of a guaranteed living wage carries deep historical roots. The modern push corrects a long history of racial exclusion within federal labor protections. President Franklin D. Roosevelt championed the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938 to establish a wage floor during the Great Depression. However, this foundational law originally excluded many occupations dominated by African American workers. Lawmakers deliberately left out agricultural laborers and domestic service workers. This compromise secured necessary votes from Southern Democrats who wanted to maintain a cheap, unprotected labor force. These exclusions essentially codified racial economic disparity into federal law. Nearly 40% of the Black workforce labored in these unprotected sectors at the time. Black citizens continued to face involuntary servitude through low wages and absent protections. Southern congressmen openly stated they would never support legislation that elevated Black wages to white levels. Historians frequently describe these exclusions as race-neutral language utilized to achieve highly discriminatory outcomes. The historic omission forced generations of Black families to work without basic safety nets. The fight for fair compensation dates back much further than the recent fast food strikes. Civil rights leaders consistently demanded economic equality alongside voting rights. The 1963 March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom prominently featured economic demands. Organizers called for a national minimum wage of $2 an hour, which equals roughly $20 today after inflation adjustments. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. often emphasized that labor should provide dignity and survival. Later, the modern living wage movement took shape in Baltimore during 1994. Religious leaders and labor organizers successfully pushed for a city ordinance requiring contractors to pay above the federal minimum. This victory sparked a nationwide trend. Over 140 cities passed similar local laws over the following decade. More recently, the Fight for $15 movement launched in 2012. Fast food workers in New York City initiated strikes that shifted the entire national conversation. By 2022, nearly 30 states had successfully raised their wage floors. Black laborers have navigated a complex and often heartbreaking history of African American labor while leading these crucial economic battles. The economic data reveals a severe disconnect between worker output and financial compensation. The productivity pay gap illustrates how hourly compensation has drastically lagged behind overall economic growth. Net productivity in the United States grew by nearly 62% between 1979 and 2020. Meanwhile, the hourly pay of a typical worker grew by only 23.1% during that same time frame. This massive divide highlights a fundamental flaw in the modern economy. Workers clearly produce more value for their employers than ever before. However, the financial gains largely bypass the labor force. Instead, corporate profits and executive salaries capture the vast majority of these surplus revenues. Black and Hispanic workers experience even lower wage growth rates. their pay increased by only 18.9% and 16.7%, respectively. Occupational segregation often traps black laborers in roles labeled as low productivity, despite requiring high actual output. Economists calculate that the minimum wage would exceed $25 today if it had simply kept pace with national productivity. The Living Wage for All Act directly targets the growing problem of worker misclassification. Millions of workers currently operate within the gig economy. Companies frequently label these individuals as independent contractors to avoid legal obligations under the Fair Labor Standards Act. This tactic significantly impacts African American communities. Black and Latinx individuals represent about 29% of the total United States workforce. Yet, they comprise 42.2% of workers on app-based delivery and ride-hail platforms. Misclassification strips vulnerable workers of essential safety nets. The legal distinction hinges upon the level of control a business exercises over the worker. Independent contractors operate as standalone businesses, whereas employees rely entirely on an employer. The final rule issued by the Department of Labor uses specific factors to determine this status. Employers frequently misclassify workers intentionally to cut operational costs. The legislation addresses this exploitation by introducing strict penalties for willful violations. Proactive audits will replace the old system that relied primarily on worker complaints. Misclassification causes devastating financial harm to working-class families. National studies estimate that between 10% and 30% of employers misclassify their workforce. This widespread practice denies workers basic minimum wage protections and overtime pay. Furthermore, affected individuals lose access to employer-sponsored health insurance and crucial tax contributions. Employers avoid paying their mandated share of Social Security and Medicare taxes. Consequently, the worker assumes an increased individual tax burden. A recent analysis demonstrated the severe impact on specific trades. A typical construction worker misclassified as an independent contractor loses up to $20,399 annually in income and benefits. They also lack access to unemployment insurance and workers' compensation. This leaves families completely vulnerable if an injury occurs on the job. The lack of corporate accountability actively hinders survival, adaptation, and strength within black households. Addressing this exploitation remains a central focus of the current legislative push. The proposed legislation takes direct aim at the subminimum wage system. Current federal law allows employers to pay tipped workers a direct cash wage of just $2.13 per hour. The employer must ensure that tips bring the total up to the standard minimum wage. However, enforcement remains notoriously difficult across the service industry. This difficulty leads to rampant wage theft and constant financial instability for millions. The federal tipped minimum wage has remained entirely frozen at $2.13 per hour since 1991. Supporters of the new bill describe these subminimum exceptions as historic relics. The system disproportionately harms women and people of color. Black workers are heavily overrepresented in the service industry today. They frequently receive lower tips than their white counterparts due to documented consumer biases. Research clearly shows that poverty rates for tipped workers vastly exceed the rates of the general workforce. 7 states have already successfully eliminated the tip credit system entirely. The new act seeks to expand this protection nationwide. Raising the federal minimum wage serves as a vital tool for narrowing the racial wealth gap. The racial wage gap refers to the difference in hourly or annual earnings between groups. Alternatively, the wealth gap measures total net worth, including assets like homes and savings. Currently, black workers earn approximately 74 cents for every dollar earned by white workers. This wage discrepancy acts as a top-line issue of current labor market discrimination. The wealth gap represents the bottom-line cumulative result of historical exclusions like redlining. In 2022, the median white household held roughly 6 times the wealth of the median black household. A higher hourly wage provides immediate financial relief. It also generates the surplus income necessary to transition from mere survival to actual asset accumulation. Increased pay allows workers to qualify for mortgages. Home ownership remains the primary vehicle for wealth building within the Black community. Wage increases also enable families to build emergency savings. This financial cushion prevents families from taking predatory loans during unexpected crises. The Living Wage for All Act includes a specific timeline to ease the transition for businesses. The bill mandates a two-track phase-in process based on employer size. Large, highly profitable corporations must reach the $25 hourly floor by the year 2031. Smaller employers receive a much more gradual path to compliance. They must reach the designated benchmark by the year 2038. Federal wage legislation generally defines large employers as enterprises generating at least $500,000 in annual gross sales. Small businesses falling below this threshold gain extra time to adjust their business models. This staggered approach aims to prevent sudden financial shocks to community-based enterprises. However, some critics suggest the delayed timeline could create a localized labor desert. Talented workers might migrate toward larger corporations that offer the higher $25 rate sooner. National economic policies have always impacted African Americans through complex implementation rules. Advocacy groups emphasize that consumer demand will rise as wages increase. This increased spending power will eventually benefit small businesses within local neighborhoods. A critical component of this legislative push involves calculating the actual cost of modern survival. The MIT Living Wage Calculator provides market-based data to determine these requirements. In 2026, a single adult requires at least $25 per hour to afford basic necessities in most metropolitan areas. The outdated federal poverty line remains completely location blind and ignores modern expenses like internet access. The living wage calculation includes essential costs such as housing, transportation, and childcare. However, raising wages can trigger a phenomenon known as the benefits cliff. A small increase in earnings sometimes results in a total loss of public assistance programs. A family might lose housing vouchers or food assistance, leaving them with less disposable income than before the raise. Comprehensive wage legislation must include tapering provisions to prevent this outcome. Tapering requires state agencies to gradually phase out benefits instead of terminating them abruptly. Some versions of the bill propose transitional grace periods for childcare vouchers. These protections ensure that increased wages truly elevate families out of poverty. Copyright, African Elements, 2019.